We're up to the 99th shiur in Sefer Yeshaya, Perek Samach Dalet. This shiur is given Lili Nishmas, my wife's grandmother, Mrs. Priscilla Fink. She was nifter at the age of 96 and grew up in America before the war, but she raised a family committed to Torah and mitzvahs, in addition to being involved with the Scranton community and the worldwide Jewish community. She raised a beautiful mishpocha and tehini shmotza tsururu bitzrora chayim. The shiva ends today. Okay, Perek Samach Dalet in Yeshaya. This is a continuation of what we had in the previous perek. Yeshaya said in Pasuk Yud Aleph and Perek Samach Gimel, Vayizkor Yimei Olam, Moshe. They remembered the days from way back of Moshe. Amo, his people, Klal Yisrael, remembers the good old days when we had Moshe Rabbeinu. Where's the one who brought us up from the Yam Suf, who took us through the desert, who did all the miracles for us? And it seems as if now we don't sense that Hashem is with us. He ended off that perek, Hayinu me'olam lo mashal tabam. We became as if you never ruled over Klal Yisrael. Lo nikra shim chaleim, as if your name was not on Klal Yisrael. We don't see that we're his people. And with that thought, he continues and begins our perek, Samach Dalet. Ki kidoach eish hamosim. Yeshaya says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do open miracles for us. Ki kidoach eish, like the fire burns. Hamosim, everything that melts. There's a hot fire and the wax and everything melts and just dissolves in front of it. Mayim tiva eish, a fire that causes water to bubble. Mayim tiva eish is like the words Ruvain harag Shimon. In Lashon HaKodesh, if you say Ruvain harag Shimon, it could mean Ruvain killed Shimon. It could mean Shimon killed Ruvain. Ruvain was Harag Shimon. Shimon killed Ruvain. It could be either way. Mayim tiva eish. Tiva means to boil, like bubble. From avabuos. Mayim tiva eish. When the water and the fire come together, the fire bubbles, causes the water to bubble. So too, if you have a tremendous fire, if you drop a hot iron into a cauldron of water, if Hashem did that and he came down like a burning fire, that everything would dissolve and melt away from before Hashem, Lodia Shimcha Litzarecha, then your name would become known, Litzarecha, to your enemies. Mipanecha Goyim Yergozu, so the nations would tremble from before you. Rashi says it's referring to the miracles we had, that Hashem should once again do it. When we were in Egypt, in Mitzrayim, there was a makah of barad, which was hail, drying hailstones, and inside the hail there was fire. Ve'esh mislakachas besocha barad. There was a fire inside the hail. So the hailstone came down and it smashed the branches and it broke the trees, and inside there was a fire burning. If you would do those kinds of miracles. And Rashi also brings the pshat of the Targum, that by Elio on Har HaKarmel, when he was disproving all of the idolaters and those who served Baal, he set up an altar, a mizbeach, and he drenched, and he had brought a korban, a sacrifice, and he drenched it with water, until there was a stream of water going around the mizbeach, and a trench, there was water, the whole thing was saturated. And the fire came down from Shemayim, and it burnt up that korban. And the Pasuk says, Vesamayim asher bata'ola lichecha, the fire licked up and swallowed up the water that was in the trench. If Hashem would do that, kikdoach eish hamosim, like the fire causes those melting things, a melting fire burns, mayim tiva eish, a fire that causes water to bubble. If Hashem would come down and you'd become aware of these miracles, all of a sudden, not only those who aren't aware of Hashem would know Hashem, but even Lodiya Shimcha Litzarecha, your enemies, would have to all of a sudden change their tune and surrender, and everyone in the world would serve Hashem. Your name would become known to your enemies. Mipanecha, from before you, goyim yergozu. The nations would tremble. The Malbim explains this pasuk. He says, the Novi, the pasuk right before this perek, is Yeshaya was overcome with emotion, and he was praying to Hashem he should do open miracles. And the pasuk right before this concludes, Lukarato Shamayim, if only we feel like there's an iron wall between us and Hashem, and our prayers aren't penetrating, and we don't feel the closeness. If you'd only rip open the heavens, Yoradaton, descend, Miponecha Harim Nozolu, and because of you, the mountains would flow. It would just like fall apart and flow. And then all of a sudden, Yeshaya sees a vision, and he's very poetic. Just the words of the Malbim. He says, if all of a sudden he sees a vision of an Eish Ochla Eish, a fire that's burning the fire. Adir Meharare Teref Yerdu Mishamayim, a tremendous fire coming down. Heharim Yozolu, the mountains start to flow. Hatsurim Yomogu, the rocks are just dissolving. Huamokim Yispaku, the valleys are cracking. It's like wax melting before the fire. And in his vision, it's like the tremendous mountains Hamerikim Eish that are belching forth fire. Varosha Mechusa B'Sheleg, and on the top of these mountains, it's covered with snow. V'hu Atzmuna Shiro'ata, and it's the image that he sees now. How the fire is pouring forth. How the mountain pours forth fire and sulfur and all types of Avnei El Govish, tremendous rocks are being thrown out of the mountain. Exactly like a volcano. The way he describes it, exactly like a volcano. And at the top, the Sheleg and the Kerach, the snow and the frost and everything is boiling from the fire that's coming out from the volcano. The interesting thing is, as I was preparing the shiur, it happens to be I had an article in my house about Mount St. Helens. It was a volcano in Washington State, and it erupted in 1980. And when you read about what the miracle, what is involved in a volcano, it's unbelievable. It says over there the volcano erupts, and in 6 minutes, that's all it took, 6 minutes, 150 square miles were totally wiped out, destroyed. It knocked down enough trees that you could have built 640,000 houses. We have no idea the power and the force of the volcano. The fire coming out of the mountain went for like, and this went on for hours, like 9 hours. It was 12 or 16 miles high in the air. It was the force of a volcano. And the Malbim says, if only HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make like a miracle and make it clear that he's bringing about such wonders, people would give a shudder and would realize it's an act of God. It's Hashem. Hashem is here, and if he does it to show his force and his power and his love for Klal Yisrael, at that point, Lodia Shimcha Litzarecha, even your enemies, everyone would be aware of Hashem. Mipanecha goyim yergozu, and the nations would tremble. The truth is, the Das Sofrim says, we daven for this type of thing every year. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Uvechein tein pachtecha Hashem elokeinu akol ma'asecha. Hashem should put his fear on everything that he's done. Ve'imoscha, and a dread al koma shabarasa, on everything he created. And therefore everyone should come together and serve Hashem. Eish hamosim, Meforshim explain, the Radak and others, hamosim means to melt. But eish hamosim is a fire that melts everything. Kikidoach eish hamosim, when there's a fire that's so hot, and everything melts. Even if there would be liquid, you'd have a fresh, vibrant tree. So besides the wood, there's lachluchis, there's wetness, there's dampness in the wood. Right? You try to build a bonfire and you throw on a fresh piece of wood, you stifle the fire. You have to have dried out wood. But when sometimes there's a fire that's so great, it's an eish hamosim. It's a fire that melts and dries out and destroys everything. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make his presence known, it's like that kind of a fire. That any opposition, nothing would stand in the way. And the whole world would become aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mayim Tiva Eish, like the water and fire, which are opposites, but the water would bubble. It wouldn't stand in the way, and the fire, it would evaporate, it would bubble away. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make his name known, Odia Shimcha Litzarecha, that your enemies would become aware of your name. Basuscha arose. When you did wonder, you did awesome deeds. Lo nekave, that we hadn't expected. And the word kivui is something that you're hoping for. You don't know, it's a hoping. As we're going to see in a moment, we're going to see the word to be machake. Machake is to wait for something that you expect. Like achakelo, we're expecting Mashiach. B'chol yom achakelo, we expect him and we're waiting, but we know he's coming. Kivui is to like hope. You don't know, you don't even know if it's going to happen, but you're going to hope for it. These, when Hashem did us miracles in Mitzrayim, we never dreamed that Hashem would give us such miracles. Maybe He would let us out of Mitzrayim, maybe he would help us, but to do the open miracles that He did, Baschoscha Noros, He did awesome wonders, Lo Nekave, we couldn't have even hoped for it. You wouldn't have dreamed that such a thing would happen. Yoradata, and then you came down on Har Sinai, Mipanecha Harim Nozolu, and because of you, the mountains melted. It discusses by Matan Torah, all the mountains were trembling, were dancing, were shooken up when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down on Har Sinai. And that began with the wonders in Mitzrayim. Umeyolam lo shamu. And there were miracles that people had never heard about. Lo hezinu, they didn't observe such things. Ayin lo ra'asa. There were miracles that no eye ever saw. Elohim Zulascha. Nobody saw Elohim Zulascha. Now the Poshut Pshat, the way Rashi learns in the Poshut Pshat, Ayin lo ra'asa, no eye saw Elohim Zulascha, that any other power Yasel Mechakelo would do for those who hope for him. There's no other Avodah Zarah that we saw open miracles like you saw by Mitzrayim. Any other religions of the world that talk about miracles, they usually talk about a guy did something, and one of his pupils saw him, you know, whatever, but they never have open miracles witnessed by thousands of millions of people. They never have that type of miracles. Ayin lo ra'asa, and no eye saw Elohim Zulascha, any other power, Yasel Imchakelo, to do such a thing. Those were the kind of miracles we saw in Mitzrayim, the type of thing that was never done before. And Yeshaya says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should do it for us now again. We should once again see those kinds of miracles. Rashi gives another pshat, which is probably when people see this phrase, they think of the Gemara. A Gemara brought down a few places in Shas. There's a machlokus. What is life going to be like when Mashiach comes? Mashiach comes, the whole world becomes aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's one member in the Gemara, one statement. Ein bein hoylam azeli mosa Mashiach, ela shibud malchios. The only difference between now and when Mashiach comes is that the whole world will recognize Hashem. And Klal Yisrael will not be under the control of the nations of the world. And as we may not be aware of it even fully, you know, you live in a democratic country, but it'd be a world of a difference if every, and certainly in the nations that are oppressing Klal Yisrael, but I'm saying even those nations we view as our friends, but if they believed in Hashem, and that Hashem is the God of the Jews, and that we have a mission in life, and they would view their task to assist us, you'd see it be a world of a difference. Everybody would be able to learn. Everybody would be able to serve Hashem. And the goyim would be looking for opportunities to help you. They'd be looking for opportunities. It'd be a different type of world. But you're right, people would get up in the morning, they would have to eat, and they would have to make sure that the roof isn't leaking, and they'd have to take care of everything in the normal thing, but there wouldn't be Shibud Malchus. According to, that's one view. And all the Nevuas that talk about the wonders that will be, that's talking about Olam Haba, that's talking about a different type of existence. That's not just when Mashiach comes, that's another stage. There's another view. And that is that all the words of the Nevi'im, all the words of the prophets, are only talking about Yemos HaMashiach. When Mashiach comes, it's going to be a totally different type of world. V'gor Ze'evim Keves, all the animals, there'll be peace in the world, there won't be animals of prey, and it'll be a wondrous existence. You want to know what Olam Haba is like? Ayin lo ro'asa. Olam Haba, no eye has seen, not even the eyes of a Navi. There's no prophet who got a vision of what Olam Haba is. Ayin lo ro'asa Elokim zulascha. Nobody saw it except for Hashem. Only Hashem knows what's waiting in Olam Haba. That yaseh l'mechakeh lo, what Hashem will do for those who are waiting, those who are serving Hashem, and they are going through it without knowing what's there. But they're serving Hashem promised, you serve me, and they're serving Hashem faithfully. And they know there's a reward, they're not doing it for the reward, they're doing it to serve Hashem. But those who are hoping, those are whose attention is directed to Hashem, they have a reward that was never seen. That's the drosh of Chazal. Ayin lo ro'asa, Olam Haba is what an eye hasn't seen, Elokim Zulascha, Hashem, besides you, that Yasel Mechakelo, what Hashem will do for those who are hoping. And Yeshaya continues, Pogato Asos, you struck those that sus, that had that rejoiced. Va'osei Tzedek, they rejoiced in doing righteousness. Bidrochecha yizkerucha, those who would mention your ways, when they mentioned Hashem, when they remembered Hashem, when they thought of Hashem, they always thought of Hashem bidrochecha, in His ways. They would get up to daven, and they would be directing their attention to Hashem. How would they refer to Hashem? They would say, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun, erech apayim, the yud gimel midos, as the Radak says, they remembered you in your ways, Shehem Shalosh Esrei Midos. Heinata Katsafta. Indeed, you became enraged. Hashem became angry with us. Vanechata, because we sinned. We sinned, and therefore Hashem has taken away the best. He's taken away those that had a rejoiced. Va'osei Tzedek. They rejoiced in doing righteousness. They enjoyed doing a mitzvah. That was what brought them a joy in life. Those people who, when they daven, they always focused on the ways of Hashem, and because Hashem is Erech HaPayim and Rav Chesed, even if we don't deserve it, but Hashem should save us, they knew how to invoke the Yud Gimel Midos. Heinata Katsavta, but Hashem, you became enraged, you became angry, Vanechta, because we've sinned. Bohem Olam, with those people, Bohem, with them, Oilam forever, v'nivosheya, we were saved. We always relied on them. Klal Yisrael knew that when they had such tzaddikim, they would be saved. I just want to get the Gemara. Okay, sorry, I wanted to look up this Gemara. There's a Gemara that says in Tainus, on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says as follows: Kol hamatzdikes atzmo milamata. Somebody who makes himself righteous, milamata, down here on earth, matzdikin alov hadin milamala. So for such a person, they treat him differently in Shamayim. they're matzdik, they treat him like you would treat a tzaddik. Like somebody says to a child, you know, I expected better from you. You know, for somebody else to do it is one thing, but from you, you I expect better. If somebody's a tzaddik down here, matzdikin olov din milamalo, so they treat him with a higher standard. Rashi says, medaktikim imo afilu kichud hasayra. They're exacting with him to a hair's breadth. Yoisim yishilu makalko maisov. More than if he was makalko, he ruined his deeds. And the purpose is in order to cleanse and wipe away the averus. Now, I often think a good example would be if you have a mushel, a parable, if you had a pitcher in the minor leagues, and this guy pitches no-hitters, he's the most fabulous pitcher. And then they decide, one day he decides to go to the major leagues, and he gets a job in the major leagues, and he's not so good. He loses most of the games. But if you ask a pitcher, would you rather be the best guy in the minor leagues or not so good, but at least you made it to the major leagues? Of course I'd rather be in the major leagues. You get a certain amount of publicity, you get a certain salary, you get a certain fame, there's a certain, you're in a different league. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're right, we live with Midas HaRachmim. Hashem knows what we can handle. We're not perfect, and Hashem therefore is excusing, and he's Moichalos, and in this world he waits, he's Erech HaPayim, and when you get to Olam Haba, the accounts are settled, and we'll have a tremendous reward for the mitzvahs we do. But somebody who's able to live on a higher standard with Midas HaDin, when he gets to Olam Haba, there's no accounts that have to be settled. It's pure reward. Because whatever punishment he should get, he got in this world. Pagato esos va'osei tzedek. Yeshai is saying, you've struck the one who rejoiced to do righteous. That was his simcha in life. He didn't enjoy a good meal in the restaurant. He enjoyed doing a mitzvah. Bidrachecha yizkarucha. When he davened, he wasn't thinking. He wants a sign. It's a beautiful thought. It says, don't tell God how big your problems are. Tell your problems how great Hashem is. You know, Bidrachecha yizkarucha. When they came to daven, they weren't thinking about all the problems they had. When they came to daven, they were thinking about how great Hashem is. Hashem, Hashem, kel rachnu l'chanu, and Hashem can do everything, and Hashem is abundant mercy and kindness. That's what they focused their life. And you know what? They were on such a level that sometimes Hashem takes away those tzaddikim. And Yeshaya cries out and he says, we don't see open miracles nowadays. And sometimes it seems the ones taken away are the tzaddikim. How is Klai Yisrael supposed to manage? He not to cut safta. You became enraged, vanechta, because we sinned. You're right, we're guilty. But Bohem Olam V'Niv Hosheya, with those tzaddikim, we were always saved. Klal Yisrael needed those tzaddikim. The Gemara has another thought. The Gemara says, Amr Yishuv ben Levi kol ha-sameach bi-yisurim. Somebody who rejoices with yisurim shaboyin olav, maybe Yeshua lo'olam. Somebody who is able to rejoice with his yisurim. This is a very difficult thing, and none of us wants to suffer. We don't want Yisurim. We don't want Yisurim. But somebody who's suffering, and he's able to accept it, and rejoice that this is what Hashem wants, and if this is what Hashem wants from him, I'm happy to go through it no matter what. Whatever Hashem wants from me is fine. If a guy's able to have a simcha with that, pagato esos, you struck the one who had a simcha, and that didn't bother him. He's able to continue. Bohem olam v'nivoshea. The world is saved because of that. There are those who are able to channel the yisurim and the suffering they have as a very powerful means of avodas Hashem. Again, none of us should have yisurim. Klal Yisrael should have it easy. But the reality is, those who are able to take the yisurim and instead of rebelling, accept it and continue in their avodas Hashem, they bring a Yeshua to the world. But Yeshaya says, you've done this. Pogato esos v'osei tzedek. In fact, the Malbim learns, if pogato means to strike, or to kill, it's always would be followed with a word that begins with a letter beis. like Vayifka Bo Vayomos. He struck him and the guy died. Vayifka Bo. The Malbim says, but here it says Pogato Es Sos. It doesn't say Pogato, you struck that person. It says Pogato Es Sos. The Malbim learns Pogata here is like kisifka shoro yivcha, and you encounter an ox who's straying.
It means to reach, right.
It doesn't mean to strike, the Malbim says, not like the other Mefarshim. And he says like this, Hashem, if you do open miracles, pogata esos va'osek tzedek, you will find people who rejoice in their avodas Hashem. Because they know they're on the winning team. They see the miracles, they're aware of Hashem, it's open, so they rejoice to do good. But if you're not going to do open miracles, what's going to inspire somebody to continue his avodas Hashem? You've made it so difficult for us. Pogato esos va'osek tzedek. If you would continue splitting open the heavens and coming down like by Har Sinai, then you would meet somebody who's such a tzaddik. You would encounter such a person. Bidrachecha yizkerucha. And when they would daven, they would remember your ways. They would remember your ways. The Malbim learns the ways of your miracles. And they would get up to daven and they would talk about the nisim that happened in Mitzrayim. Like we do in our davening. We mention in Birchas Kriyashma, Mitzrayim Galtonu, Mitzavon and Pidisonu. We still talk about the miracles that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Bidrachecha yizkerucha. They remember the ways of Hashem. Hein ata katzavta. And even when you get angry, vanechta, because we've sinned. But you know what? This is the way the Malbim teaches it. Bohem, they still remember you, like Yizkerucha, they remember you in that situation. Bohem, in these ways, they still remember you. And you know what happens? When Hashem is angry, and there's a punishment, they'll get up and they'll daven like Moshe Rabbeinu. V'shamu Mitzrayim ki alisa b'chochacha as amazem mikirbo. How can you destroy Klal Yisrael? Mitzrayim will remember. They'll hear. And they know that you brought up Klal Yisrael with all these miracles. V'omru, and they'll say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed them now. But they know, V'anoncha omid aleihem, uv'amud anonata holich lifneihem yomom. And then, V'yomer Hashem, salachti kidvarecha. Moshe Rabbeinu said, after the incident with the Meraglim, how can you wipe out Klal Yisrael? Everybody knows that you've invested your greatness in Klal Yisrael. You took out Klal Yisrael with all those miracles. How come you destroyed them in the desert? Could be you weren't able to bring them to Eretz Yisrael. So, Bidrachecha Yizkerucha, if you do these miracles, they would remember, and they constantly mention the miracles that Hashem does. And Bohem, when there's a time of anger against Klal Yisrael, Bohem, they remember these miracles you did. And Olam V'Nivosheya, and we would always be saved. But now there's no more miracles. It seems so far in the distance. Vanihicha tomechulanu. You can inspire Klal Yisrael by giving them good and by being positive. Sounds like a modern day educator, but this was Yeshaya's plea. If you do miracles for Klal Yisrael, you'd see would be better. But when there's Hester Panim, we don't see your greatness. Vanihicha tomechulanu. So we become like we're all tummy, we're all defiled. Uchabeged Edim called Tzid Kosenu. And all of our righteousness is like a beged Edim. Edim, there's different explanations. Some learn Edim means a dirty garment. Our mitzvahs are tainted and they're not clean and they're impure. Just like a guy does a mitzvah and he doesn't have pure motives. He's doing the mitzvah that other people should praise him. He's doing the mitzvah because he enjoys it just, you know, and this is the type of thing, not because he's really thinking about Hashem. Or it has other motives. So the mitzvahs become like a dirty garment. Or Edim could mean a garment that you want to take off because it's dirty. The Malbim learns Edim can mean an ornament. Like, Vayisnatzlu b'nei Yisrael as edyom mehar chorev. There's certain clothing that you wear just to look good. But it doesn't have any warmth to it. It doesn't accomplish anything. It's flimsy. There's nothing to it. It's just there for show. Our mitzvahs become like a mitzvah for show. Like a guy puts on something to look nice. But there's nothing really to it. If he's putting it on to stay warm, it's not going to do the job. All of our righteousness is like this garment. We all wither like a leaf. Meaning there's no fruit. There's no nothing to it, like a leaf. And once the leaf withers, it's nothing. And our sins carry us away like the wind that would blow us away. There's no one to call out in your name. And you don't have somebody who arouses himself to hold on to Hashem. In other words, in some generations, they would have leaders, would have Nevi'im, would have leaders that would inspire the people to do tshuva. And sometimes you live in a place and you don't have access to a gadol and to a chash of a leader, a tzaddik. But at least you yourself feel inspired. And you can have a person on his little farm, his little shtetl somewhere, and he's all by himself, but he's misorer, he's aroused. But with Klal Yisrael suffering, and not seeing that the tzaddik is successful, nobody's calling out in the name of Hashem to inspire others. Nobody's misorer aroused on his own lahachzik boch to hold on to Hashem. Ki starto fanecha mimenu. Because you've hidden your face from us, kaviyachol. We don't. There's a hester upon him. We're not aware of Hashem. But mugenu biyad avoneinu, and you melt us away because of our sins. Va'ato Hashem, Yeshaya Hanovi continues. But now Hashem, we understand. You're right. We have sins. We don't deserve it. You took away the sin. We understand all this. But avinu ata, you are our father. And a father has rachmanis on a child. Anachnu hachomer, we're the clay, v'ata yotreinu, and you're the potter. Sounds like a Yom Kippur. But the truth is, we all need siyata dishmaya. You can step out of shul, and you can see something or meet somebody that destroys your whole day spiritually. And yet you can step out of shul, and you can meet somebody, and he says something to you, or he says something, and he inspires you to do better and to have a day of avodas Hashem. There's a certain siyata dishmaya. You should meet the right people, you should see the right articles, and you should certain things. You should feel in a certain way. When you go to shul, you should feel good, and when you go to the ball game, you shouldn't feel good. And after that, you'll know you always feel good in shul. You don't feel good in other places. There's a certain. We need help. We're the chaymer, anachnu hachaymer. We're like the clay, v'ata yotreinu, but you're the potter, and you can help form us. Umase yorcha kulonu, and we're all your handiwork. Where you've created us, and something that you make, you care about. It's like the Gemara says, Adam wrote to Bekav Shalo. If you have a garden, you want your little container of tomatoes more than whatever you can get in the supermarket. You want something you made yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you made us. You made us. So you want us to succeed. So even if we don't deserve it, you're invested in us. I'll take Sof Hashem Ad Ma'od. Hashem, don't become greatly enraged with us. The quality of your anger shouldn't be so great. Va'al lo'ad tizkor avon. And in terms of how long it's going on, it shouldn't be forever you should remember the sins. Hein habetna. Look now, I'm chakulana, we're all your people. You know, very often we talk about the shortcomings of Klal Yisrael. And that's important to talk about when we're trying to correct ourselves. But you should know, you need a Rav Levi Yitzchak from Berdichev to notice the good also. You know, like the person changing, he was wearing his tefillin and davening while he was changing the wagon wheel. So somebody looked at him and he says, what, he can't daven normally? Even when he's davening, he's changing the wagon wheel. So the Berdichever said, what do you mean? Even when he's changing his wagon wheel, he's davening. You know, if you think about what Klal Yisrael does, Hein Haben, no, I'm Chokolona, we're all your people. Whatever it is, Lamaisa. We get up every day, we come to shul, we daven three times, we learn, we give tzedakah, you know, send the kids to yeshiva, what, you know, care for what we eat. We're all your people. And we all have that emunah, that belief in Hashem. Arei kodshcha hayumidbar. And look at the punishment, though, that we've had. And perhaps look at the reason why we've sinned. We don't have Eretz Yisrael like we should. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Arei kodshcha hayumidbar. Your holy cities have become a wilderness. Tzion Midbar Hayasa. Tzion has become a wilderness. Tzion, which was the seat of where the Malchus Beis David was, where the Beis Hamikdash is, it was the center of the whole world of Klal Yisrael. It's a wilderness. Yerushalayim Shemoma. Yerushalayim is a wilderness, is a wasteland. Beis Kodshenu V'Sifarteinu, our Beis Hamikdash, which is Beis Kodshenu, the house of holiness, where you felt holy, not trapped in the mundane world. You felt a life of ruchnius. It's the house of our Kedusha. V'Sifarteinu, and it was the glory, what Klal Yisrael was proud of such a Beis Hamikdash. Asher Hilulucha Avoseinu, it was the house where our fathers would come, and they would daven, and they would praise you. And now, Hayili Srefaseish, it's become a fiery conflagration. It's been burnt. V'chol machmadenu hayil charba. And everything that we desire has become a ruins. It's interesting that this is actually brought down in Halacha. The Gemara, it's a Moy Gemara and Moy Katan, and it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch Orachayim, Simin Tovkuf Samach Aleph. It says, Haroa Ore Yehuda B'chubonam. If you see the cities of Yehuda that are destroyed, Oimer, you're supposed to say these words, Ore Kodshcha Hayu Midbar. Your holy cities have become a desert. V'koreyan, he should tear his clothing. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down, if you see the cities of Yehuda and their destruction, Afilu Yoshvim Bohem Yisrael, even if Jews are living there, Kivan Shahayishma Elim Moishlim Aleihem, if the Arabs are ruling over it, Mikri Bichurbanam, that's called seeing it in its destruction. If you see the cities of Yehuda destroyed, and it could be people are living there, but if the Arabs control it, that's called destroyed. And if you see them, you're supposed to say this pasuk, Are Kodshecha Hayu Midbar. In fact, the Shari Tshuva brings down a discussion. He says, Noagu Ha'olam Shaloli Kroa Al Chevron. And it's a fascinating thing, you know, this is written way back. The question is, why don't people tear Kriya when they see Chevron? It's always been the city of the Arabs, and we know that this is the Jewish city. You know, some places you don't know. Maybe it was never a city. Maybe it was a field. I don't know exactly where every city is. You come to Hebron, you know it's a city, and you know it's by the Arabs. Why don't they tear Kriya? So he brings down one explanation that it could be, Lefisha Hebron may ore miklot. Hebron was a city that if somebody killed Bishogeg, unwittingly, he would have to run to that city. So the city wasn't a regular city of Yehuda. It was an Ori Miklot, and therefore, V'lav me Ori Yehuda Mikaria, it's not called from the cities of Yehuda, but he really says that it seems to be a very weak reasoning, and he concludes, V'afa no amino de'en lismachazah, not to rely on it. It could be the reason people don't tear Kriya is because they end up going, you come to Eretz Yisrael, you first go to the Kaisel, you see, so, you know, once you've seen Yerushalayim, you've seen the base, the place of the Mokum HaMikdash, so those who are tearing Kriya, some people go on Shabbos, they go on times when they don't have to tear, but if you're tearing your clothing, once you've seen Yerushalayim, everything else is less. But, Haroya Ore Yehuda Bechurbanam, he should say, Ore Kodshcha Hayu Midbar. And then it says, Haroya Yerushalayim Bechurbanam, the next sif. If you see Yerushalayim in its destruction, Oimer, he should say the next part of the pasuk. That we said, Tzion Midbar HaYasa, Yerushalayim Shemama. And when he sees the Beis Hamikdash, the place of the Beis Hamikdash, he should say, Beis Kodshenu V'Sifarteinu, Asher Yilucha V'Seinu, Hayil Yisrei Faseish. These are the psukim to say, and then it's brought down to tear Kriya. Hal Eila, Yeshaya concludes in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Hal Eila Tisapak Hashem. With all of this, seeing what Klal Yisrael has gone through, the destruction and the churban, are you going to withhold yourself, restrain yourself? Tesha, you be quiet, Usanenu, and allow us to suffer Ad Ma'oid so much. So Yeshaya concludes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would like to see the miracles. We'd like to see the open hashkocha, not a hester ponim. And if so, Klal Yisrael would do good. You'd see more tzaddikim, and things would serve Hashem better. And Hashem gives his answer in the next parak. All right.